Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's only going to take about 10 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Go ahead.
Sure. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. And the first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I will absolutely vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
69.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
I'm a Heinz 57.
Sorry, your race? Like, are you white, Caucasian?
I'm a Heinz 57.
Black?
I got a little bit of everything in me. So my mama
okay.
always told me I'm a Heinz 57.
I didn't get it first.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what we always called it. They would probably say that the race is today, but we live in a pretty sick world today.
Yeah, I had never heard that.
Yeah, I'm 57. I embrace it all.
And does that include Hispanic or Latino?
I'm sure it does. My family's been, my grandpa and my blood lineage, yeah, we've had Mexicans, Indians, all kinds in our family. We,
okay.
My granddaughter's, or my daughter's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma came over on the Trail of Tears.
Oh, well, they're from everywhere. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Well, I was a Democrat for 40 years until they started ruining Oregon. And they turned insane and started being demonic, and so I changed to a Republican.
Well, everyone can change their minds.
Well, it wasn't just a change in the mind. It was watching what they were doing to my state, and it was watching what they did to me when I had everything stolen from me. They sided with the crooks. They sided with the criminals here in Oregon and not the victims.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it happens everywhere. My mom would die for a president the next year. She hated him.
All I know is the way I've been treated by the Democrats. They're baby killers. They're baby killers. They're going to go on killing our most innocent of all. And I'm sorry. I'm a godly person. God, yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about the abortion rights, right?
Yeah. Oh, everyone should have the right to kill a baby all the way up to it's born. What kind of sick person thinks that way? That's demonic. That's the demons that are.
It's actually part of the service, so it's gonna be interesting that part.
Part of the service.
The survey for the questions.
Oh yeah. I think it's evil, and anybody that has a mouth on them, it's like, well. Shame on you. You have a mouth on you. You were allowed to live. I don't know. It never used to be this easy. People used to actually think babies were precious. Now they would just soon kill them. Shame on them, because one day they will be kneeling before their maker. But they don't think about that. But they will. They'll be judged accordingly.
Very true. You said you were a Republican, so would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
After what the Democrats have done to me, I would say I was a strong one.
Okay, thank you. That's great. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm horrified.
Okay. And now I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress the most focused on. It's basically on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not important at all, 5 is somewhat important, and 10 means that it is really important. So,
and we're talking about our people here in Oregon, because they're useless as tits on a boar.
Yeah, it's mostly only about Oregon. The only general ones are the ones for the presidents. So really?
I've lived here all my life. I've lived here almost 70 years. Trust me, I know what's going on. I know how they're destroying the little people. I know how they're holding all up all this evil. They're destroying the small farms. They're destroying organic farms by overregulation. People aren't told anything. They do everything in secret. People need, you sound young. You probably haven't done your research.
I don't live in Oregon, actually, so.
Oh, well, it's spreading all over. I mean, people just need to open their eyes, but they're easily fooled by all the lies we're told, and it's just overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, the first issue is cracking down on illegal drugs.
Huh. Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah, that's just like a no shit, you know, no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, so we just.
But in Oregon, they like to keep people. They like to hand out free drugs and give them needles, and hoping that they will just kill themselves. That's what they do in Oregon.
Like literally, like.
They've legalized everything in Oregon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've done it not just Oregon,
but
other places.
That's a tough one.
And to me, that's just because they want. They just figure they can go kill themselves. Like I said, it's evil. We've been taken over by demons, and they call themselves, it's called demoncrats.
Yeah.
That's the new Democrats.
So would you say it's from 0 to 10?
It's a 10, but I mean, what kind of people legalize all the drugs? That's just insane.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
if you fight for a baby's life, they'll put you in jail, but you can go out and shoot up on the streets, and you can pee and poop on the streets in front of restaurants and on our water fountains, and it's okay. So that's the kind of place organs become.
Oh, that's sad.
Nasty.
Well, let's hope it improves one day.
Well, with all the money they're taking, it should have improved. It should have never happened.
Yeah, that's true. The next one says lowering rent.
Lowering rent, you can't just lower rent. You have to lower the taxes. My taxes are more than my mortgage payment, so no. You can't blame people for trying to make their mortgage payments. That's what people don't understand. My taxes are higher than my mortgage payment every month.
That's true. I have never had anyone see it that way.
Well, I live in a simple 3-bedroom home. It's not even a nice home. It has a lot of repair, and my taxes are over $3,000 a year.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And that's nothing compared to a lot of other places. Oregon and Washington and California, they're all very high in taxes because they're ran by the Democrats. Democrats cannot steal enough money from their taxpayers, and then they can't do anything with it. Look at the drugs. Look at the homelessness. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just want more money, and they don't do anything. So, no, I don't believe in putting a cap on the rent. In fact, by you asking me that question, I listened and went through a thing about rent today, and they don't tell the people what the real cause is. It's the damn taxes that the states are putting on the people. It's not the landlords. You know, the landlords have to cover their costs. Everything's going up. Everything.
Yeah.
The insurance, to insure my home, to insure my car, it's all gone up $50 to $100 a month. So if you can't raise your rent, how in the heck are you supposed to keep your homes?
Yeah, that's
There's
very
a lot
true.
Of things involved into it, not just rent. Taxes, you got to get the government under control. It's so out of control.
Yeah.
And that's what young people don't understand.
Yeah, like, you know, I've learned a lot from the surveys and from people like you that actually, like, know what's going on, so that's
Well,
we're
wiser. We're wiser. We know. We see. We see what's going on. Our government has gotten so top-heavy, and I don't think you people realize, you young people realize, they're employed by us, but everything is top secret. They don't tell us anything anymore. They just keep taking. They don't have to. We have to budget you have to budget your home. I have to budget my home. They don't budget at all. They just keep taking. In fact, when you hear about unemployed people are getting more jobs, how many, you've heard about the government, oh, we've hired 1 million people, we've made all these new jobs. Well, guess what? Those new jobs are all government jobs being paid for by you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, politics is, like, really hard everywhere.
Well, it's nothing new under the sun.
You
young people just don't understand. There's nothing new under the sun. It will never change because we are sheep and we listen to the propaganda and the crap they feed us and you believe it.
Yeah.
It's just all they're doing is enriching themselves and their legacies and their families. It's been like that from the beginning of time. Man cannot rule himself. He's too greedy and he wants power and he wants money. That's what happens when they get in politics.
Yeah.
And they kick God out of everything. So no, I don't believe we need to keep letting people.
From a 0 to 10, is it a 0?
For raising rent, I would say it's a 0.
Lowering it.
Lowering it?
Uh-huh.
There's too much involved. No, I don't think it needs to be lower. I think
okay.
They need to lower the taxes. So I don't know how you want to put that. So.
Yeah, that's okay. What about funding for mental health services?
No. We already give them way too much money. They can't fix. Yeah. They can't fix anything. Our government can't do anything right. So no. Mm-mm.
Would it be a 0 again?
I guess.
Okay. What about raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
No.
No. From 0 to 10?
What was 10 again?
It's like it's really important to focus on it.
No, I would give it a 0 too because see, these questions are all, you can't answer these questions. There's way too much to be involved.
Yeah, like they're really general questions.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if you really studied it, you would find out the only reason why the rich people aren't paying their taxes is because the government sets up all these loopholes. They create this. They're not breaking the laws. They need to shut the tax holes down. That's all they need to do. They don't need to keep raising taxes. They need to fix what they broke. If anyone needs to pay their taxes and quit cheating the people, it's the damn government.
Yeah, it's not any citizen.
And I'm sure your questions are coming from, your questions are being asked by politicians. That's what's so funny.
Well, you're going to hear some statements, and you're going to really believe that. Believe me, like, for real. So, the next one is improving K-12 education.
No, I want to see the teachers' union go away and public schools go away. They don't teach our kids. They're dumbing down our kids. Our kids can't even count change out, for crying out loud. In Oregon, you don't have to read, write, or do arithmetic to graduate. I guess you just know that you just need to know how to change it, to know that a woman isn't a woman and a guy isn't a guy. That explains it all here in Oregon.
Yeah. I've seen that's a problem everywhere, like for younger generations.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad because you people need to learn. You need to learn what created the United States and what made us great. And all they're teaching our young people is to hate the United States. And I don't know. I don't get that at all, because we are the greatest nation in the world until the Democrats have muddied the waters so bad. I just say, anybody that thinks there's a better place, move on over to the Philippines. Go over to some of these other countries where you don't have any life, and you live there, and then you come back here and you tell us how awful it is here. I've been to other countries.
Oh. What about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
The cost of what?
Goods.
Definitely. Well, the only way you're going to do that is get the damn government to quit spending so much.
Would that be from 0 to 10? What number?
Say that would be a 10.
Okay. What about, this is the one you mentioned before, protecting abortion rights?
No. We already are. The states, Roe versus Wade, that's another stupid thing. And I'm sick of people that lying about saying the Republicans are taking away your abortion rights. No, they're not. They're not at all. It's the way it was meant to be. Every state has the right to go to its people. In Oregon, people in Oregon love to kill babies. They want to kill babies all the way up to they're born. And so every state has a right to vote, yes or no. So it's up to the will of the people of each individual state. In Oregon, people are so sick here in Oregon, they will continue to always want to kill babies up to the day they die. And they want to make us pay for it. So, no, I'd say that's a 0.
Okay.
Every state can make that up. So when you hear someone say they want to take away abortion rights, that's a big lie. Every state has the right to vote on it. Their own people will make the decision.
Well, that's good to know. What about protecting democracy and our voting rights?
There's nothing wrong with our voting rights. We need to make sure we have to show ID, and we have to make sure the illegals don't vote. And the Democratic states are trying to make sure that the illegals vote.
Yeah.
So I'd say,
it's not important at all?
What was the question again?
It's like protecting democracy and our voting rights and rating it from 0 to 10. 10 is the most important and 0 is not important at all.
Well, it's important, but it depends on what they think, what is underlying, because the Democrats think everyone should vote and that we shouldn't even have to show ID. So I don't know what they're getting at. It needs to be more protected. I can't even, if I'm under 21, I need ID to go in and buy booze, cigarettes. I need ID for everything. I don't need ID to vote. That's about the stupidest thing I ever heard of.
So 5 is like somewhat important. Is that?
Well, it's very important if it's for the right reason.
Yeah.
And by saying democracy, they don't even have it written right. We are a democratic republic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it was just a democracy, it'd be more like a dictatorship, but we're a democratic republic. So they don't even know how to write these things up. Good heavens.
What would you say the number then?
Well, like I said, I don't even know what the question means. I mean, voting is important. But if they're saying that we need integrity and we shouldn't be, it's racist to ask people to show ID, then I would say that's BS. So I'm all for keeping it safe for the right reasons.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's very important, but not like what the Democrats think of it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay, now for the next one. it says, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, when 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 is like you're in the middle of those. So I'm going to rate them for you, and if you've never heard of them or if you don't have any opinion about them, you can let me know that as well.
Okay.
First one is Tina Kotick.
Oh, yeah. Give her the lowest points ever.
Okay. What about McDonald's?
Who?
McDonald's.
Low points. Anybody in Oregon I would give very low points for. We don't have anybody in Oregon that really stand for the people. They stand for the freaks.
What about the Democrats?
What about them?
The Democrats in Congress in general, what would you rate them?
I would rate them as low, dirty.
30? Okay. What about the Republicans in Congress?
I said dirty, not 30.
Oh, okay.
Even the lowest
so that's
number
zero?
Possible.
Okay.
And I wouldn't give the Republicans anything either because they're all a bunch of spineless. I mean, it doesn't do them any good. They're run by the Democrats. They have no, they can't do anything. None of them have any balls.
Next we have Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. What about J.D. Vance?
What I have seen and what I heard of in the last few nights, I would give him very high marks.
Would be
person that you said prior to that, was that a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Jill, who?
Janelle Bynum.
Janelle
she's
Bynum?
She's African-American, I believe.
Yeah, for Oregon?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. And now you ask me about J.D. Vance, and he's the pick for the upcoming presidential election, correct? So we're off in a different direction now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what would you rate him?
I would give him a very high number, 100 or whatever, yeah.
Okay.
I watched the convention last night. It was wonderful. It was very inspiring.
Yeah. What about Joe Biden?
Minus 100.
Okay. What about Larry Chavez?
I feel sorry for him. I really do. Chavez?
He's really old. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel really sorry for him. And plus, I don't think you guys have a clue about his history. He's about the most racist person there is. Go back and
really?
Watch all his... Oh, see, you young people are... You, I don't know who you guys listen to, but if you listen to Joe Biden from... He's been at this for 50 years. He's never worked a real job in his life. He's a plagiarizer. He's a liar. He's one of the biggest liars ever in Congress. And he is one of the most racist people in Congress. He didn't even want his children to ride in a bus with black children. We're talking back in the 70s. He's put more black people in prison from passing laws back in the 70s. But see, you people, they hide all his nastiness.
Yeah, I didn't know most of those things.
And right now, if people actually didn't listen to the fake news and actually did their own research, they would find out that he is working for all of our adversaries. He's in bed with China. He's in bed with Russia. He's in bed with Iran. He's in bed with Armenia, and he's received millions and millions of dollars from it. And there's proof on it, too. It's just that... Yeah, it'll all come out. It'll all come out in the wash.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a long time. Yeah, so he's a very bad man. but most of the politicians are kind of that way anyway.
The next one was Larry Travis.
I would give him a 50.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I would have to, after what I went through the 4 years that he was president, I was doing outstanding, and I would have to give him 100. And once
100?
Biden got in office, yeah, once Biden got into the office, I can't hardly even buy food anymore.
And what about the last one is Kamala Harris?
Oh, I'd put it right there with Joey, minus 100.
Okay. Next, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would have to go with Trump. He did good the 4 years he was in.
Okay.
He actually loves the American people.
Yeah. And if the elections for the Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, General Biden, or Republican, Larry Chavez?
Republican.
Okay.
Like I said, I can't live with myself and vote Democrat anymore. Not after I did all my research, after 45 years of being stupid.
And even though you are not supporting General Biden now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small one, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Of supporting Joe Biden?
No, General Bynum, the other one. This is for the Congress.
Is that a Democrat?
General Bynum is the Democrat, yes.
No, I wouldn't support him.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Absolutely. I don't think he's being a president. Somebody else
okay.
is doing it.
Would you say
he's the most
you
non-transparent
disapprove?
Person there is?
Okay. Would you say you strongly disapprove then?
That what?
Would you say you strongly disapprove then?
Strongly disapprove of Joe Biden?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
That I'm not sure.
That's okay. And now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, which is General Biden and Lori Chavez. So it's two statements, and then I'm going to ask you if who would you vote for? The first one is, serving in the State House since 2016, General Biden is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to her problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And the second one is for Lori Chavez. It says, as mayor of Happy Valley, she led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So the question is... for whom would you vote if the elections for Congress were held today?
Chavez.
Okay. Thank you. And next, could you please specify, like, with a little sentence why you would vote for her?
Because I think she's been doing an okay job.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Chanel Bynum, and please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is not convincing at all, and 10 means that it is very convincing. So it's only 4, and they're not that long, and we're almost done. So the first one says, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyways. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And General Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help sweep the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
What were the numbers? 0 to what?
0, not at all convincing, and 10, very convincing.
0.
0? Okay. This is what I was telling you before. Like, these are, like, statements made by, like, random people, so they're, like, I find them kind of weird.
Well, I think it's because we've got this thing calling Trump syndrome thing. They forget how Trump was before he became. They all loved him before he started running for president. He has done so much for people. People have no idea what he's done for poor people, buying people homes, helping people out have been hurt. All his life he's done that. And all you hear is the garbage, the garbage, the garbage. And it's because the Democrats are so afraid that they're going to miss out on their gravy train.
Yeah, could be. The second one says...
And just by that last thing that you read to me, that was the most disgusting thing that guy was sickening. By wanting to make America great again. When people think making America great again is something horrible, that just shows you how evil they are. Because America used to be a wonderful place, and the Democrats are slowly just ruining it. Because a lot of these states have been run by the Democrats for 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
Young people just don't understand that. But anyway, go ahead on the next one. Because
okay,
it sounds like they're all going to be kind of that way, right?
Yeah, they're all like that.
They would all get zeros for me.
Yeah, you could say
it's
that, but I still have to read them for you.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of, and as a daughter of teachers and a mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning in K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity.
Oh, God. You know what? I had a child come up to me the other day confused about boys and girls, and it made me sick. That was my grandson.
Oh.
Now, what 11-year-old child would ever even think of being confused on sex? Only in today's world because of those sick sons of bitches that are running our public schools. So she gets a 0 because she hasn't done nothing. We have all these heebie-sheedy people running things, and we got... I've seen a guy with a tail today, a freaking tail, an animal tail. We got mental retarded people running around everywhere, and they're allowing them to run our schools.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens everywhere. Like, most little kids are so, like
confused.
People put them, because, like, they're teaching them these things at such a young age. Like, it's different if they're, like 18, and they're like, oh, mom, I like boys, and he's a boy. Like, that's different.
But if they're like 10 years old, they're not going to know any better.
Well, there was a California hospital still making sex changes on 10 and 11 years old, and a whistleblower came out. And now the Joe Biden administration and the politicians, the Democrats, are trying to put him in prison. Because
16 isn't.
It makes a lot of money. That's the only thing they care about. It makes a lot of money. People get rich off of slicing and dicing little children.
The third one is, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Danielle Biden is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
She's already in the system, though, right?
Yeah.
I'll say a zero, because she hasn't done squat for the little business person.
Okay. And the last one is, General Biden believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices, but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington,
that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. She's a liar. She's a liar.
People will
zero,
go after
zero.
Price. Okay.
Because that's just a bald-faced lie.
Yeah. It's okay. And now I'm going to ask you, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? General Biden or Larry Chavez?
Chavez,
thank you. And now I'm going to read you two doubts and concerns people have raised about Larry Chavez. And these are only two, so the options after I read them are, if you believe they are a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all. So the first one is, Lori Chavez sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting records show that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts and for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line.
And what am I supposed to do?
Well, if it bothers you on supporting her, then the options are...
No.
So you would say it's not a problem at all?
No, I mean, my gosh, let one of the first one that's sinless toss the first stone, right?
Yeah, that's okay. And the second one is, Larry is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayer foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spent her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure people in Oregon can make it to their next paycheck.
No, I'm not going to worry about it unless obviously the person that is putting this out can put out and prove everything she's saying and also prove exactly what she's done with all her monies, too.
Okay, so would you say
no,
it's not a big deal? Okay, that's great.
No, I'm not going to, yeah. Because to me, this is just shit-slinging anyway.
No. Yeah, you could say it whatever way. now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, General Biden or Larry Chavez?
Chavez.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Gosh, well, I did some college, so I don't know what to tell you.
It could be some college or vocational certificate.
Yeah, I had some,
is that okay?
I had some college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, and living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I would say I'm widowed.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
No? Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today, and thank you so much for participating and for sharing your thoughts. It was nice talking to you, so I hope you have a good
you
night.
As well, and okay. I hope that you learn to do your research and not listen to a lot of partisan and definitely not the news.
Yeah, it's important to know like everything, not only what they're saying.
Oh yeah,
saying,
and
like,
you have to. And there's a lot of good independent news out there too that they try to shut down that they haven't quite shut them all down. So yeah, just always remember to do your own research. You'll
I
be
will.
Wiser that
thank
way.
Thank you. Though. Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you,
and God bless.
Same. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.